Hello. Towers, in the biblical sense, often symbolize places of protection and refuge. They serve as vantage points, allowing us to spot adversaries, opportunities, and challenges on the horizon. Also, the towering heights can represent our pursuit of higher goals and aspirations, striving to reach our fullest potential. I'm here to provoke you to good works. Thanks for joining me. Humanity was created with an inborn desire to create and build. After all, we are created in the image of the great Creator. However, He intended for us to create and build with His guidance and in alignment with His Word. The Scripture encourages us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and with the deceitful, He frustrates the plans of the crafty, so that their hands cannot accomplish what they had planned. Now, let's explore three key biblical examples that illustrate these concepts. Our first example is the well-known story of the Tower of Babel, found in Genesis 11, verses 1 through 9. This story illustrates the clash between human ambition and divine will. The people of Babel sought to build a tower that would reach into heaven, their goal being to make a name for themselves and achieve greatness through their own abilities and willpower. This story is a profound commentary on human ambition and the limits of self-reliance. The people of Babel were not just building a physical structure. They were symbolically attempting to place themselves on the same level as God. Their ambition was driven by pride and a desire for self-glorification, rather than a genuine pursuit of purpose or service. This ties in with Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, which reminds us that the reverent fear and the worshipful awe of the Lord includes the hatred of evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, and perverted and twisted speech I hate. Here, the term speech can be interpreted more broadly to include one's actions and way of life. In this context, the actions of the people of Babel were a form of speaking that expressed their values and beliefs, values rooted in pride and arrogance. In contrast to the Tower of Babel, Jesus tells a parable in Luke chapter 14 about a man who wants to build a tower. He emphasizes the importance of counting the cost before starting the project. This parable highlights the necessity of careful planning and consideration in any significant endeavor, and acknowledging the opportunity cost of being a disciple. This principle encourages us to be intentional, foresightful, and committed in aligning our lives with God's Word. Applying this to building a successful life, it's not just about achieving our personal goals, but it's about creating a life that honors God and withstands the tests of time and the challenges. And we will face challenges. It's about being deliberate in our actions and making sure that our efforts are sustainable and meaningful. Well then, doesn't the scripture in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, that instructs us to give no thought to tomorrow, conflict with the directive to plan? Not when we look at that passage through the lens of the New King James Version. Verse 25 says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Now look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?" In other words, what value is there in worry? But he goes on to say, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. That is, focus on what you need to do right now. Make good use of your time today. So how do these teachings come together? On one hand, the parable of the man building a tower teaches us to be intentional and plan carefully in our pursuits. On the other hand, the message in Matthew reminds us to trust in God and not be consumed by worry about the future. Together, they offer a balanced approach to building a successful life. Be diligent and intentional in your planning and efforts, but also trust in God's provision and focus on living faithfully today, and He will direct your steps. Now, we've discussed two contrasting biblical examples of towers being built. What do towers represent, and what does it mean to build them in our lives? In biblical symbolism, towers serve multiple purposes. One is protection and refuge. So towers, in this context, are often seen as symbols of protection and refuge. In many biblical passages, they represent God's protection and a place of safety for believers. Just as a physical tower provides a stronghold against enemies, spiritually, these towers symbolize the security we find in trusting God. Namely, from Proverbs 18:10, "The name of the Lord is like a strong tower. The righteous person runs to it and is set safely on high." Also, watchfulness. Towers also function as a vantage point, allowing people to spot approaching dangers from a distance. Now, this symbolism extends to our spiritual lives, representing the need for vigilance in our faith. Being spiritually vigilant means being aware of potential pitfalls and staying alert to the guidance and warnings God provides. In Proverbs 22, verse 3, "A prudent and far-sighted person sees the evil of sin and hides himself from it, but the naive continue on and are punished by suffering the consequences of sin." And thirdly, spiritual elevation. The height of towers symbolizes the pursuit of higher spiritual understanding and a closeness to God. Just as towers rise above the ground, reaching toward the heavens, our spiritual journey involves striving for greater knowledge, wisdom, and intimacy with God. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 14, "Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken." So, how do we apply these lessons to our lives? The spiritual significance of towers in a biblical context teaches us valuable lessons about humility, intentionality, and the importance of building our lives on a strong spiritual foundation. For example, humility. Recognizing that true security and success comes from God rather than our own efforts or our own wealth. It reminds us that we're not self-sufficient and that relying on God's strength is essential for our well-being. Also, intentionality. Just as a tower requires careful planning and construction, our spiritual lives require intentionality. We must be deliberate and diligent in our actions, making choices that align with God's word. And lastly, a strong foundation. Building our lives on a strong spiritual foundation is crucial. Like a well-built tower that stands firm against the winds and the storms of life, a life grounded in faith and God's principles can withstand the trials and challenges that we face. For no one can lay a foundation other than the one which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. So what can we say about the quality of our life's work? We must build our towers with lasting materials. When we decide to build a tower, or in a broader sense, our legacies, we have a variety of materials at our disposal. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15, uses an analogy to compare the quality of our life's work to different building materials. Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. This powerful metaphor highlights the importance of the materials we choose. It reflects the values and the intentions behind our actions. Paul's analogy describes how the true value of what we build will be revealed through testing. In this context, building materials symbolize the foundations and the values upon which we build our lives. Gold, silver, and precious stones, they represent enduring spiritual values and principles. That's values that align with God's principles and withstand the tests of time and trials. On the other hand, wood, hay, and stubble symbolize more superficial and worldly pursuits, such as a focus on wealth or status and short-term pleasures, which may not endure when scrutinized. To illustrate further, let's quickly consider the effort and the purposefulness required to gather and process these materials in the real world. Think of stubble. It's gathered haphazardly. It's simply swept up from the floor. It represents something quick and easy, but insubstantial. Hay involves cutting, drying, bundling. It requires a bit more effort, but it's still relatively simple and short-lived. The wood requires cutting down trees and processing them into usable lumber. It symbolizes a moderate level of effort and utility. Precious stones, they need to be found, gathered, cut, and polished. It represents a more significant effort and skill to reveal their true beauty. Now, silver, it involves gathering and refining. It indicates a higher level of effort and value. And of course, gold is the rarest and the most costly. It requires extensive effort to gather and purify, and it symbolizes the highest value and durability. A building with lasting materials means intentionally choosing values and actions that are meaningful and enduring. It involves planning and committing to principles that may require more effort and sacrifice, but they ultimately yield a more substantial and lasting impact. In practical terms, this means making choices that reflect biblical principles. It's about investing time and energy into things with eternal significance. It's about prioritizing integrity, diligence, and faith over immediate gratification or superficial gains. By consciously choosing to build with gold, silver, and precious stones, we ensure that our life's work is not only successful, but also resilient and meaningful. This approach aligns with the idea that true success is measured not by temporary achievements, but by the enduring legacy we leave behind. A legacy built on a foundation of God's Word. So the metaphors of towers in the Bible encourage us to build our lives in a way that testifies to God's faithfulness and power. True success comes not from our own efforts alone, but from aligning our ambitions with God's will and His Word. By building towers in our lives that reflect these values, we create a legacy of faithfulness and demonstrate the transformative power of living according to God's purpose. So I implore you today, choose to build a monument to God's faithfulness.